Welcome to the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are reprising episodes first aired last December. New episodes will return after the holidays. Welcome to part 13 of our Christmas special, an original musical by 1010 Thrive Ministries entitled Highly Favored. In the previous episode, Mary and Joseph prepare for the challenging journey to Bethlehem in obedience to Caesar's decree, leaving Nazareth as whispers of prophecy and suspicion begin to grow. Upon arriving in Bethlehem, they find no room at any of the town's inns, yet settle into a humble stable, where they await the imminent birth of the Messiah. The city of Bethlehem is alive with noise from travelers, but the night carries an air of quiet anticipation. Above, a brilliant star shines, unnoticed by most but destined to guide the faithful. In a modest stable behind a crowded inn, Mary and Joseph are surrounded by the soft sounds of animals shifting in their stalls. Joseph lays fresh hay in the corner to make a resting place for Mary. She sits, her face weary but calm as labor pains intensify.
Joseph, the time is near. The child, he is coming.
I'm here, Mary. Elohim is with us. You're not alone.
Mary leans back, clutching the edge of a wooden trough. Joseph moves quickly, bringing water and cloths, his expression a mixture of fear and awe. Moments pass, filled with Mary's labored breathing and Joseph's whispered prayers. Finally, the cries of a newborn fill the stable. Joseph gently wraps the baby in swaddling cloths and places him in Mary's arms. The couple gazes at the child, their eyes filled with wonder.
Jesus, the name the angel gave us.
Emmanuel, God with us.
In a cave of stone, so dark and deep, the baby Jesus lay asleep. The stars shine bright, a guiding light on this holy silent night. No crib for him, no silken bed, just humble hay where he lays his head. The oxen low, the sheep draw near to watch the babe so full of cheer. No crying he makes, eyes gently closed, the Father's gift in him disclosed. So sleep, sweet Jesus, safe and warm, protected from the winter storm. No crying he makes, eyes gently closed, the Father's gift in him disclosed. So sleep, sweet Jesus, safe and warm, protected from the winter storm.
In the fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds sit around a small fire. Sheep bleat softly as one of the shepherds, Eliam, tosses a stick into the flames.
Another night under the stars. Sometimes I wonder if the sheep have more sense than us, wandering the hills like this. At least they don't complain about the cold.
Suddenly, the night brightens as an angel appears, bathed in radiant light. The shepherds fall to the ground in fear, shielding their eyes.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
The shepherds exchange wide-eyed glances, trembling.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a multitude of angels fills the sky.
Glory to our Lord, so high inside. Glory to God in the highest we sing. Peace to all earth and let joy now ring. Heavens rejoice as our hearts do bring. Praise to our King forever reigning.
The light fades as the angels ascend, leaving the shepherds stunned and bathed in starlight.
Micah, Josiah, did you see that?
See it? I felt it in my bones.
We have to go. The angel said the child is in Bethlehem.
Go. But what about the sheep? Leave the sheep. If what they said is true, this is no ordinary night.
The shepherds move quickly through the dark streets of Bethlehem, the star above guiding them. Their breath fogs in the cold air as they search.
It must be close. The star. It's brighter here.
There, a stable behind the inn.
The shepherds approach cautiously, their footsteps muffled on the dirt. From within the stable, they hear the faint cry of a baby. They exchange awestruck glances before stepping inside. Within the stable, Mary cradles Jesus in her arms while Joseph tends to a small fire. The shepherds enter, their eyes wide with wonder. They fall to their knees.
Well, it looks like we have visitors. Hello there.
Ah, hello. My name is Eliam. I'm a shepherd. We were told... We had a visit up in the hills.
Yes, to come. We were told to come here.
An angel, lots of angels, a whole sky full of angels, appeared to us. They said a savior was born tonight.
The shepherds bow low, their faces full of awe and reverence. One of them, Josiah, removes a small pouch of dried fruit and places it near the manger.
I have no riches, no gold, but this I offer to him.
Mary nods, tears in her eyes. The shepherds remain in quiet worship, the stable filled with a sense of peace and holiness. Outside, the star shines brighter than ever.
Thank you for coming.
The shepherds leave the stable, their steps hurried and their voices loud with excitement.
We must tell everyone, the Savior has come.
Who will believe us? Shepherds, the first to hear of the Messiah.
They'll believe when they see the joy in our faces.
The shepherds disappear into the streets of Bethlehem, shouting the good news to all they meet.
Child is born, a glorious king in Bethlehem. A star so bright shines down on him this holy night. The world will know his love and grace, his gentle touch. Of peace for you and me. The shepherds watch, their hearts aflame, as angels sing Savior's name. They leave their flocks and hasten near to worship him and hold him dear.
Soon, the world will know you. But tonight, it is just us here in this quiet place.
What other surprises await Joseph, Mary, and the newborn Son of God? To be continued.